I sure love camping, Dad.
Even when it rains?
It didn't rain all that much.
And the tent didn't leak. Not like last time.
Don't remind me.
Aren't you glad your father thought ahead this time and sprayed the tent with a water repellent before our trip?
Well, I'm sure glad I did. Bobby, why do you think you like camping so much?
Because you're closer to living things. I like to be near to trees and water and fish.
And wasps?
Not too often. I don't like wasps.
You know, people have been camping throughout history in every century.
For some people, camping is still a way of life.
For whom, Mom?
The gypsies.
Well, I wasn't thinking about them. And I'm not sure gypsies camp out as much as they used to. I was thinking about the nomads.
You mean the people who live in desert countries and travel with their flocks?
From oasis to oasis.
Yes.
Abraham was a nomad, wasn't he, Daddy?
Yes, he was, Mary. He traveled from the land of Ur of the Chaldees to Canaan. Today, that would be the same as traveling from Iraq to Israel. I suppose his trip took many months, camping out every night. Abraham must have felt very close to God.
I feel closer to God when we're camping.
Why is that, Bobby?
Well, seeing all the things God has made, the stars, the trees, well, it's just a lot easier to say thank you to God.
That's a wonderful way to describe worship, saying thank you to God.
Is it easier to pray for other people when we're camping? Praying for other people is an important part of prayer.
I think of people who can't have vacations because they're poor, and I pray for them. And I pray for my friends.
Do you pray for your enemies?
Mary doesn't have any enemies. I guess there are people I don't like, and people who don't like me. I should pray for them, I suppose.
Another part of prayer is called petition.
Usually, that means praying for ourselves, asking for things to happen or things to be given. Is it harder or easier to pray that kind of prayer when we're camping?
Mostly, I feel like praying, I shall not want. We have everything we really need.
I used to wonder a lot why God didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted him to.
You don't wonder about that anymore?
Oh, sometimes.
What's the difference now, Mary?
Well, I learned something from Mom and you. Like you wouldn't give me ice cream a half hour before supper, but you might give me ice cream in the afternoon.
In other words, an answer could be either yes or no, depending upon circumstances.
And either answer would be good. And God knows what really is good for me even better than you or Dad.
Hey, I like that idea about some ice cream, and it's after supper.
Well, we don't have our refrigerator with us, but I think we can probably find some ice cream at the camp store, if we hurry. First, though, let's have our evening prayer. Isn't it just great that God is aware of us and that we can talk with him anywhere? A moment ago, Bobby mentioned a phrase from the 23rd Psalm. Let's pray that psalm together, and it will be our family prayer for tonight. It really is a good prayer to pray when you're camping.